informed about the important stuff.
This is Natalie and Maya with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, as part of the Melt Festival, America's Got Talent cabaret star Hands is at the Brisbane Powerhouse. The show is called Hands Disco Spectacular and is a blend of comedy, music and dance in a dazzling array of sequences. The show began yesterday and will run until Sunday and has received multiple positive reviews, with Theatre Travels calling the performance a fun, fast-paced and entertaining hour of the fringe theatre.
Two Sunshine Coast brothers left their jobs to continue their family's farm and now provide the community with fresh produce. Riley and Lachlan Hughes founded Honey Eater Farm back in 2021 and now sell fresh and chemical-free produce to customers at the Pomona Country Markets. The farm used to sell pineapples but now sells a wide range of vegetables and are proving very successful.
In national news, Optus has been hit with a $12 million fine after customers could not access 000 during last year's network outage. More than 2,100 Optus customers were unable to call 000 during an Australian-wide outage in November 2023, while millions of customers lost phone and internet connection. An Optus spokesperson said that the company remains to be committed to continuously improving support for customers at critical times.
An outage of the Australian Border Force's processing system has caused delays in the international airports all over Australia. The outage of the processing systems that admit and release inbound and outbound passengers is now having to be done manually, with it affecting over 1,000 passengers at Sydney Airport. A passenger has said that at 10:30 the line had over 500 people, but the staff were handling it with honesty and in an orderly fashion.
In international news, Jamaican locals are protesting as foreign tourists and private landowners have a vast majority of access to the island's beaches, as less than 1% of the island's beaches are accessible by locals. Local man Wilburn Carr said, "I have very fond memories of the Blue Lagoon, which I used to access via paths through the rainforest. Now I am unable to access it because of the tourists and private landowners making it restricted to us locals."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of light showers in the afternoon. It's currently 30 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11am. We will be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
At Kiss My Patootie, you can find loads of clothing, gifts and accessories, all handmade in Australia by over 45...